Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The Incomparable Jesus. C.S. Lewis, like many atheists, wondered if the God of the Bible might be an egomaniac, because he is always encouraging people to praise him. In his book, Reflections on the Psalms, Lewis wrote a thoughtful response to this after he had become a Christian. Just as men spontaneously praise whatever they value, so they spontaneously urge us to join them in the praising. Isn't she lovely? Wasn't it glorious? Don't you think that magnificent? I think we delight to praise what we enjoy because the praise not merely expresses but completes the enjoyment. It is its appointed consummation. It is not out of compliment that lovers keep on telling one another how beautiful they are. The delight is incomplete till it is expressed. This is so even when our expressions are inadequate, as of course they usually are. But how if one could really and fully praise even such things to perfection, utterly get out in poetry or music or pain the upsurge of appreciation which almost bursts you? Then indeed, the object would be fully appreciated, and our delight would have attained perfect development. The worthier the object, the more intense this delight would be. His phrase, "our expressions are inadequate," is especially true when we are attempting to appreciate and praise the infinite, the eternal, the omnipresence, the omnipotence of our God and Savior. But the biblical authors call for Christians to mature in this. We want to keep praising, keep expressing, until we finally find the perfect fulfillment in His presence. Paul talked about the maturing nature of love. "When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child," 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. But then he prays for us to grow in both our understanding and our expressions of our Savior's love, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. I like the wording of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 in the King James Version, "the exceeding greatness of His power to usward." The word "exceeding" means God pours out in a way that is beyond human imagining. The Greek word that Paul uses for greatness is only used here, and it reinforces the truth that God is beyond our full comprehension. And then Paul adds that this overflowing, incomparable power is directed to usward. Paul then prays for us to be able to understand ever-increasing new dimensions of this transcendent power and ability that God directs to us through His Son Jesus, and for us to be able to express it, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. In other words, we are to grow in our experience of Jesus so that we can grow in our praise to Jesus. The incomparable Jesus means at least four things for us. One, it means Jesus is beyond comparison. Isaiah, God Himself, and the psalmists ask rhetorically, "Who is like God? Who could ever compare to Him?" Isaiah chapter 40, verses 13 and 14, verse 18 and verse 25, and Psalm chapter 89, verses 5 through 8. Two, it means Jesus is matchless in His power. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12 says God holds the waters of the world in the hollow of His hand. How much water is this? Scientists estimate the Earth's water supply to be 326 quintillion gallons of water. That's 326 followed by 18 zeros. Not only does God hold all of the water, but He directs its activities on behalf of His children. See Exodus chapter 15, verses 11 through 13. Three, it means Jesus is unequaled in knowledge. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 and 16 tell us that all of the stars in our universe fit onto God's outstretched hand, and that He knows all of the stars by name. How many stars is this? Astronomers calculate the heavens to contain 10 septillion stars. That's 10 followed by 24 zeros. Not only does God know each star by name, He knows each human by name and the smallest of details about each of them. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16, and Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. And four, it means Jesus is inimitable in His care. We humans can get to the end of our strength, but God never does. He cares for us unlike anyone else or anything else ever can. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. Psalm chapter 34, verse 17. Knowing we have a Savior like this, why would you ever settle for anything less than the genuine? Our incomparable Jesus wants us to pray in his incomparable name so that our incomparable Father can answer in a way that brings him incomparable glory. We're helped, he's lifted up, and others are drawn to him. If you've missed any of the messages in this series on prayer, I've shared a link in the show notes to all of the other messages.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.